From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Jill on the phone. Okay. I can pull that up then. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, CBS News. She's big cheese. She's a big deal. She's on with us at 6:20. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. I'm such a big deal that I cannot figure out how to change a setting on our normal connection. So they gave me some brand new piece of technology, and I'm such a Luddite. I'm like, wait, where's the section to fix the... Yeah. The set.
If anyway. I don't, if something's new, if I don't have a list of steps, I can't do it. So I can totally understand.
Gosh. I'm so sorry about that. Anyway, here we are on the telephone. Remember the telephone? It works.
Yeah. And AM radio. It turns out we might stick around for a little bit longer, but that's a story for another day. The weekend, very interesting time on social media when it comes to the president and it comes to you know, his decision whether to keep or not keep the chair of the Federal Reserve. I mean, this whole thing about the renovation, they're trying to make it so if they want to get rid of him, they'll fire him for cause because legally they can't do it any other way. But I don't understand this whole thing is so silly to me.
I know. Okay, let's just take a breath for a second. First of all, remember that... The president himself appointed Powell to begin with in the first administration. Why is he mad at Powell? He's like, you know what? I think the Fed should be lowering interest rates. Now, why does this impact you listener, that you're saying, like, why do I care? Because chances are you either borrow money or you save money. One of those two things. And the Fed's decisions impact you. So if you're worried about financing your credit card balance or going out and getting a new auto loan, pay attention because this actually impacts you. Or if you're the kind of person who has a few bucks in the bank, pay attention. This impacts you. Right now, the president's beef with the Fed is he thinks the Fed should lower interest rates. The Fed has said, hey, we get that you want that, but your policies, Mr. President, actually might change the direction of the economy. So tariffs can do two things. Those tariffs can slow down economic growth, but at the same time, they can cause prices to increase. So the Fed is waiting to see how the data reflect the tariffs. We haven't seen the real impact yet. The president is mad because he wants those rates lowered. Oftentimes, by the way, presidents do want Fed chair people to lower interest rates. They just don't say it as explicitly. And so the issue with the Fed is that it's generally seen as an independent, self-funded agency. So it's really has this special privilege. And so the rule has been since 1935 that you can only fire a Fed official if there's cause. And cause is meant to be like embezzlement or fraud or something like that. And now the president is saying, well, you've got this big construction project over at the Fed and that, you know, you've spent too much money and that would maybe qualify as fraud. I don't know, man. I looked up that tax code and it seems to me the Fed's got lots of leeway. I'm not sure the president can win this case, which is why he may have pulled back. All said, guess what? Powell's done next year anyway, so everyone calm their jets, right? That's not the way that things roll in Washington.
We're of course talking with Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Money. My curiosity is obviously he said he needs to cut by 3 points and all this stuff that is just never going to happen. But I mean, I think there are some justifications for. You know, some other economies, developed nations are cutting rates. But I mean, the president's basic point is that it saves money on servicing our debt. And my question to you is, say for instance, there was a cut, say just for S's and G's, a half a percent, and we save X amount of billions on our servicing our debt. I mean, basically, is he worried because he doesn't want to add more to it because the spending bill adds more to it, so he wants to reduce it in every area he can?
Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is that, of course, we have a lot of debt, and we've had a lot of debt, but the big, beautiful bill added trillions of dollars to the debt. And so it's sort of funny to have somebody who has caused the debt level to increase dramatically to then say, lower interest rates because we're paying so much interest on our debt. I mean, the real reason that I would think that the Fed should look at through the tariff situation and lower interest rates, the case to be made is the economy slowing down. Not about the debt or the debt levels, because all of that has been going on forever, and the Fed knows that. The real issue is the U.S. economy slowing down so that interest rates should come down to facilitate more growth? And I think that's where the case to be made really does lie. Because right now, interest rates are high relative to where we are in the economy. And so the problem that the Fed faces is, yes, Jill, that's a great premise, but we have not seen the impact of tariffs feed through to the overall economy and feed through to the inflation rate. Okay. So we want to wait. That's the real issue.
So this leads me to my next question. We're talking with Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, and CBS News. You go to jillonmoney.com. You can read the blog specifically about some of this relationship between the Federal Reserve and the president. So
it is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stellantis, which owns Jeep, you know, comes out this morning and says it expects a loss of over $2 billion in the first half. They have some charges, but they cite the early effects of tariffs. And and to me, like, this is what's happening is the tariffs are impacting somewhere, and the president is jawboning to make sure nobody raises prices, but eventually it's going to affect profit, which eventually will affect the market. So at some point, it's got to give somewhere, right? I mean, it has to go somewhere.
Right. That's right. You know, I think that that's what we have to be clear about, which is the tariff level, even though it hasn't gone to that much higher level from that Rose Garden announcement in early April, tariff levels are still the highest that they've been in, you know, 7 or 8 decades, right? So it's 70, 80 years. So that starts to eat into the you know, two things that can happen. Either the company itself says, hey, you know what? We're going to eat these tariffs, or we're going to split it, or we're going to have some reduction to our profits, which then would mean that we have to slow down our own spending, slow down our hiring, maybe even let some people go. Or they're going to pass along those tariffs to consumers, and consumers are going to say, you know what, I don't really need a Chrysler, or I'm going to just going to buy something else where I'm not going to feel that impact as much, or I'm going to buy something cheaper, or I'm going to drive my 12-year-old car another 2 years. So that's the issue. If you're the company that's running, you know, the Jeep, the Dodge, the Fiat, the Chrysler brands, you have to deal with reality on the ground, and you're going to make a choice. And that's the problem with tariffs. We're just starting to see the impact. So the announcement is made, the changes are made, but it's just right now in the second half of the year that we are going to see some of the pressure on the economy.
Hmm. Is Powell a nice guy?
Powell's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's very well respected. He's known to be a very conciliatory guy. He is one of the best liked people in D.C., by the way, both sides of the aisle. He runs around and really does make a lot of calls on Congress folks. But, you know, I think that the if you read in on like the what's really going on and you kind of pull things back, I think what's really starting to weigh on the economy is that we have like this strange situation where you have a ton of money being spent on AI, and then you have everyone else. And the everyone else, a lot of those everyone else's are being impacted by tariffs. But there's so much money being spent on AI, it kind of masks what else is going on. It's like you've got a bunch of A-plus students, and all of us in the B and below level are like, yeah, we're not doing as well as everyone else.
Interesting. Jill, good stuff. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right,
take care.
Jill Schlesinger.